What's going on, fuckers? So, we are going to touch on a topic that I have been heavily influenced by, heavily constructed by? I'm not really sure what to call it, but let's talk about the hustle culture that is currently prevailing in society. So, you go on Instagram, you go on IG, you got all these guys in their 20s, you know, with these half-ass suits, flashy cars, neon lights, the blues, the purples, the reds, the greens, everything flashing, throwing the money, the trips, the yachts, the whole fucking deal, grind, 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 you can't reach this without hitting this lifestyle, go, 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 you're up 24 hours a day, sleep 8 of those. And the rest of the day, what are you doing? What are you doing with the time that you have? A lot of it's bullshit. I'm just going to be frank about it. A lot of it is absolutely fucking bullshit. So many of these hustle culture themes, so many of these grind till you die, so many of these I can show you the way to be a multimillionaire, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's all pyramid scheme bullshit. It's all built up in these aspects of take their classes, they'll teach you the way, sign up for my online course, free online classes, sign here, blah, 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 come to find out it's $50 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, and they're not really teaching you anything. They're going, say A, B, C, and D, and that's how you'll make a sale, and then push on to the next person. Teach your friends, bring your family here, and it's the pyramid scheme that kind of hustles you into this never-ending cycle of needing to get new clients, needing to get new things. Sure, there are aspects of things that are going to work. There are pieces of these Ponzi schemes, for lack of a better word, that may work for some people. They may be able to pull it off, but typically in these pyramid schemes, it's the one at the top being supported by everybody at the bottom. All the money funnels up, all the bullshit funnels down. So, that's not to be said that working your balls off or ovaries, you won't be successful. You have many people who started from nothing, become rich. My favorite example of this is Patrick Bet-David. He runs the PBD podcast. He now has Valuetainment. He's growing his brand, he's growing his company, he's growing the people he has on his team. But he comes from an insurance sales background. He was in the military, didn't know what the fuck to do with his life after he was out of the military, and he is also an immigrant as well. So came here, came to the U.S., grew up poor, went into the army. After the army, had no idea what the fuck he was going to do, and he completely changed his mindset. And he talks about it often. It was nonstop working. It was advancing his craft. It was learning new tricks to use. It was sharpening his skills. It was a constant focus on getting better. He is now a multimillionaire, has sold his company, started other companies, and continues to do this. He's now a partial owner of the New York Yankees as well. To me, I find him, inspirational is the wrong word, but I find him as a good good thing to look at as a token of inspiration. I don't know, I'm not finding the right word for it, but he's just something to remind myself of what is possible if you are working, if you are grinding, if you are focused, if you continue to do the things that make you successful. Avoid the partying, avoid the excessive drinking, avoid, you know, bouncing between women or men, you know, avoid being in dramatic situations and kind of keeping your head down and just grinding and focusing on doing what you got to do. As many of you know, I'm in auto sales. And in 2019, it was one of the most focused years I ever had. I hit top 100 in the country, top 100 in the Northeast, and maybe because of the way I was raised and what you would call my, I'm not easily satisfied. I always want more. I always want better. And I'm very hard on myself. I'm very, very hard on myself. And I am my biggest cheerleader and I am my worst critic. I shit on myself often in my head, and I often gas myself up in my own head. So in 2019, I hit top 100, and it really didn't mean much to me, which, looking back on it, is really astounding. I had this goal in my head for that year to be number one in the store. There were a couple people I was competing against who I didn't like on a personal level, and they had some inflated egos across the board, and I kind of, not liking bullies, decided, I'm going to put you in check, sir. I'm going to prove to you, even with all your experience, even with all your shit-talking and attitude, the kid is going to put you in your place. And I did it. And I did it. Because I am a petty bitch. I'm a petty, petty, petty bitch. And if I feel crossed, and if I feel that you're shit-talking me, and I know I can beat you, I will do everything in my power to destroy you. And I tend to win when I want something. So I achieved it. Number one in the store, number one on gross, top 100 in the country, top 100 in the Northeast region. And I wasn't satisfied or impressed. I wasn't anything. I went, oh, cool. And I kind of moved on from it. And it was my best friend that went, are you serious right now? You don't care? And he kind of humbled me down, like, this is a big deal. And I think part of it, looking back on it with clearer eyes, more even in my headspace, more maturity, part of it was that, like, hustle culture mindset of, like, cool, next thing, cool, next thing, cool, next thing, more, 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 keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. And then COVID happened. And we went into lockdowns, and we went into life-changing. We had our second child, my daughter, and I felt when she was born, because I was so caught up in this competitive, make more money, keep going, grind aspects, that I didn't connect with her the same way I had connected with my son when he was first born. And then lockdowns happened, and I got to spend weeks at home, forced to slow down, forced to take a breath, forced to sit in the moment. And I was realizing what I was missing. I was realizing, sitting with that little girl, how much time I had already missed and couldn't replace, because I had this mindset of go, 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 grind. And quite frankly, I am. It's one of the regrets of my life that I did that. Thankfully, she was young enough that I was able to really start working on my relationship and connecting with her and spending time with her. And my little wolf, as I call her, is, and I am very tight with her. But I wonder if COVID had not happened, if the lockdowns had not happened, would that have happened? Would I still be the psycho chasing a number? Would I still be the guy going after things just to say I'm successful? I have achieved everything I ever set out for myself in my 20s. I have surpassed the income I ever thought I was ever going to be able to hit. I didn't even think I'd be able to hit it once, and I've been doing it for years on end. I have a home. Did it before my 30s. I have a family. I have my children. I've achieved things in my career that many do not or are able to. I have what I think is the respect and trust of many of my colleagues. Many of them trust my judgment because I have proven myself. And I think if I kept my head in that hustle culture, I would just have been burning bridges left and right, leaving bodies behind, instead of building the trust and the network that I have at this point. And I also wonder, like, how long can you be satisfied with that? How long can you be satisfied with the materialistic aspects of things? And, you know, I'm guilty of it too, and I'm very, at times, materialistic, depending on the topic we're talking about. And I want certain things, and I won't wait, and I I'm impatient with getting them, and you know, my wife says I'm the worst person to get gifts for because I always buy myself my own shit. Because the way my mind has always been, I'm working for it, I deserve it, I'm doing this, this isn't a handout, I have fucking bled, sweated, cried, grinded myself down to achieve the things that I have. So why shouldn't I get what I want? But I think it was perfect that, not perfect because of the situation, but the slowdown of the lockdowns, the slowdown of COVID kind of regrounded me, kind of showed me everything you're doing, you don't like. You're stuck in this like merry-go-round of momentum, and it's just like you're going and going and picking up speed and picking up speed, and it's just like any meteor coming into the planet. Yeah, you're picking up velocity, but sooner or later, you're going to hit the fucking wall and be destroyed. And that's the path I was on, because I was like, hustle, 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 kill. Yeah, but what they kind of leave out for the most part, that hustle, 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 kill, the thing you're killing is yourself. You're killing your fucking self by doing that. Many people are successful moving at a steady pace, moving with a plan, moving with a routine. Not on this blitz 24/7. And many of those guys you see online, many of those men and women that got all this flash and stuff are to their eyeballs in debt to try to keep faking the lifestyle, are liars, are criminals, are thieves, are con artists. Something that really has resonated with me since then. Success is not loud. Success has proven itself, and it doesn't care what anybody thinks. The loud ones, the flashy ones, throwing money around, oftentimes are not the actual successful ones, and they're trying to fake it till they make it, baby. But I think if you're caught up in that hustle mindset right now, if you're caught up in that hustle cycle and you find yourself being grounded down emotionally, physically, spiritually, it might be time to pump the brakes a little bit and reground yourself. Since doing that, I've focused on more quality time with my family. I focused on doing the things I love. You know, I was having this conversation with my cousin yesterday, actually, funny enough. And I said to him, because he has something he's dealing with in lifting. And he's taking a physical break from the powerlifting, kind of transitioning to something else for the time being. And at least I got the impression that he was almost a little embarrassed. Embarrassed is wrong. Almost like he was presenting a version of himself that wouldn't be accepted. And I said to him, we all get stuck in our own rhythms. We all get stuck in our own versions of ourselves that we build up for the world and that we present to the world. And for me, for a long time, it was the powerlifter. For me, for a long time, it was the bodybuilding stuff. For me, for a long time, it's the loud, crazy Rican. And I got to be honest, it's just, I have been changing in my 30s. I am at 37, approaching 40. My mindset has dramatically changed, probably because I've had children, probably because of the things that have happened in my life, losing people, seeing how short life is. You know, my cousin had died in his early 30s. That was fucking beyond traumatic to me. It was such a fucking crazy wake-up call how short this life can be and how fragile it can be. And I've kind of like move towards this thing of like doing the things that I've always wanted to do and love, and like even if it means I have to sacrifice time for other things that I used to love or are not as passionate about anymore. I love powerlifting. I love watching powerlifting. I love seeing the competitive aspect of it. I love being the fucking strongest guy that many people know. And quite frankly, I'm fucking bored with it. I'm bored with it. Deadlifting, squatting, benching, cool fucking story, bro. What else? You know, right now I'm doing jiu-jitsu. I've gotten into jiu-jitsu the last few months. I have a judo background, and it's reawakened this competitiveness in me and, like, this desire to learn and humbled me again, because I've slowed down. I've slowed down, and I've taken an accounting of what I want in my life and where I want to be, and I'm still very far from where I think I want to be. There's still many things I want to achieve in my life before certain ages, before certain markers in my life. You know, I hunt. I am desperate to go on an elk hunt. I need to plan it. I need to figure it out. I need to get in a different type of shape. I need to get my cardio up. Jiu-jitsu has taught me what a shitbag I am when it comes to cardio. Like, and I've gotten better every class, but I am the fat, strong guy in these classes. It's just, I can defend myself for 5 minutes and then have a mini heart attack afterwards. And then we get back up and we roll to the next fucking heart attack. But it's okay to pull yourself out of this hustle culture. It's okay to see these things online and go, fuck you. Just keep moving on. You don't got to sit there and compare yourself to these people. You don't got to sit there and fucking tell yourself, I'm not working hard enough. I could do more clearly. You don't know the fucking situations. You don't know the networking. You don't know the teams they have. You don't know how many people are fucking sitting behind that camera doing 80% of the fucking work and they're just the face. If you by yourself think that you are not hustling hard enough, but you are still going towards your goals, slow the fuck down. Take a fucking accounting of who you are and what you want. And if this is what you want, more power to you. But if it's not, if this is not where you want to be, if the fucking endless grind on the merry-go-round of bullshit is not where you want to be, time to get off, baby. Time to pull yourself the fuck off of it. You may not be number one. Cool. Great. I'm no longer number one in my store. And I don't fucking care. I'm happier than I was. I'm less stressed in certain aspects than I was. I'm a little bit more in a leadership role, but I don't give a shit that I'm not number one anymore. I make my money. I plan my money. I plan my process. I know what works. I know when to apply pressure. I know when to back off, and I know me. And I know me, sometimes I need a week of fucking cruising because the cruising puts the pressure in the back of my head and there's nothing like chaos that makes me motivated. But in closing on this, the work, hustle, kill mindset may work for some people. If it doesn't work for you, that's okay, baby. It worked for me for a little while, but at a cost I'm no longer willing to pay. I'm not going to be working after I leave my job, still doing stuff at home, still sacrificing time at home, still on the phone. Granted, I still do it a little bit. But compared to how I was in 2019, nah. I'd rather sit play Pokemon with my son. I'd rather sit on the couch bullshitting with my daughter, calling her a shit talker, and she calls me one back. I'd rather sit there laughing and bullshitting with them. I'd rather be throwing a frisbee with my fucking dog, hanging out with my family, grilling, having a cigar, having a drink, bullshitting with friends, than spending another 2 hours working to make a little bit more money. It is the value of our experiences that dictate our life. It is the coloring of the canvas that we are that makes the beauty of the presentation that we become at the end of our life. No one's going to remember the sale you made. No one's going to remember that one extra car, insurance policy, freight house, whatever it may be. No one's going to remember that extra thing if you had to sacrifice the things that matter to you for that little extra bit of money. Slow the fuck down. And now I'm going to completely go against my entire argument this time. If you're sitting in your life unhappy, unimpressed, disappointed, and lost, find something to work towards and grind it down till you are a fucking expert. In going through the crucible of learning how to hustle, in going through the crucible of learning how to be the best, you will find yourself. And then after you've done that, then you have the right to slow down. Then you have the right to make the decisions I have made. If I had not done those things in the beginning, my family would not have what they have now. I know I'm contradicting myself, and I understand that. But the first part of this conversation is more for those who have been in the grind, more for those who are stuck on the wheel. For those of you just getting on the ride, pick up that speed, baby. Pick it the fuck up and go. And then I'll see you on the other side, fuckers. Later.